You know, I'm not a giant fan of synth pop, but it's hard to deny how good this song is. Don't You Want Me from the Human League and Adrian Wright. With a birthday today, he turns 64 years old, was part of the group early on, and then the group split, and he went with the winning side, the side that would have the album Dare and the huge hit in 1981, Don't You Want Me. Adrian Wright from the Human League turning 64 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome in Alexandra DeSanctis once again, staff writer at National Review. You can find her on Twitter. She's also a visiting fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center as well. And a piece at nationalreview.com, June Medical is another disappointment for pro-lifers. Alexandra, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you.
So this June Medical decision, Supreme Court released yesterday morning, and as you say in the headline, a disappointment for pro-lifers. What exactly was the outcome of this case?
It's really, really an unfortunate decision. What the court decided was that a law in Louisiana called an admitting privileges law, which requires, attempted to require abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a local hospital in order to perform abortions in the state, was struck down by the court. It was struck down, 5-4, but it was really 4-1-4 because Chief Justice Roberts agreed with the judgment of the four liberal justices that the law had to be struck down, but his reasoning was entirely different. And so it was very disappointing for pro-lifers to see the Chief Justice cross over and vote with the other side of the court like that.
And the decision essentially comes down to whether or not having admitting privileges, abortion doctors having admitting privileges at hospitals is a burden on a woman who seeks an abortion, if I understand correctly. And I know you're not taking the side, but how can you even argue that a doctor having admitting privileges is a burden?
Yeah, it's a really tricky issue, and it's really frustrating because it's been framed as, obviously, it has to do with abortion, and so the abortion rights activists are framing this as, well, it's an infringement on women's rights and women's health, but in fact, the law didn't block abortion at all. It's merely saying, all other surgical centers in the state, all mm-hmm. other doctors at these surgical centers are required to have these admitting privileges. We're just bringing abortion up to standard, right? If we're going to say that this is a surgical procedure, if that's what you want to call it, then doctors should follow the same rules as everybody else. They were closing a loophole in the law. But because it's abortion, of course, the courts are treating it as if it gets this sort of special dispensation and abortionists can do whatever they want and women are actually at greater risk.
Alexandra DeSanctis with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Her piece at nationalreview.com. June Medical, another disappointment for pro-lifers. I saw a differing opinion, so I'll ask you. One opinion is that this was a really bad decision because when it comes to the issue of abortion, it was almost really 8-1. Justice Thomas, the great Justice Clarence Thomas, the only one to essentially not agree that the Casey case was the controlling precedent here. Do you agree with that? Is this worse than it seems for pro-life advocates?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I do think it's very disappointing in the sense that what we're fighting over in this case is such small ball, right? This isn't even a regulation on abortion itself. Hmm. This is simply asking abortionists to follow the same rules as everybody else. So if that's what we're fighting over, that's obviously, I think, pretty disappointing to be in that position as pro-lifers. But I don't think that judgment that it's actually 8-1 is correct because there's certainly, there's not every justice is Clarence Thomas. Not everybody's going to use every case having to do with abortion to hit a home run dissent that's anti-Roe, anti-Casey. Many of them want to, make and believe they ought to make the most narrow judgment and ruling they can given the substance of the case before them. And the question before them wasn't about Casey at all. It was about whole woman's health from 2016.
So, Alexandra, what do we make of Justice Roberts, who again votes with, or at least in concurrence with, the liberal four justices on the court? His tendency, it appears, to rewrite or reinterpret things generously, what it might be a contentious issue, but be a stickler for details in other cases like this one in June Medical, where he essentially is talking about the controlling precedent in the case and stare decisis. What should we make of Justice Roberts at this point?
I think there's no question his prime value, is what he sees as the importance of the court as an institution. he doesn't want it to be seen as a political entity. He wants it to be respected. But I think the strangest thing about that is that in doing that, in sort of making his decisions, it seems, to uphold the institution of the court, he's actually coming across very politically. You know, his, mm-hmm. his concurring opinion yesterday was all about stare decisis and how, well, we made this decision in 2016 in Whole Woman's Health. I think it was wrong, but we made it, and so now we have to stick to it. Well, that's how is anybody going to respect the court that does that? That's not simply because you're sticking to what you said, even when you think it's wrong. No one thinks that that's an institution they want to really, I guess, respect, in my view, at least.
Which, again, and we should point out, you know, in that 4 years ago, 2016 ruling, he was on the opposite side. And now with the opportunity to rule the same way and be in a 5-4 majority, he instead writes a concurrence to the liberal majority in this case.
That's right. And he reiterated in his concurrence that he still believes Whole Woman's Health from 2016, which had to do with a similar law in Texas. He still believes that case was wrongly decided. He believes that the Texas law, a similar admitting privileges law, ought to have been upheld. But because it was decided the way it was when he was in the minority, now he believes that had to be applied here and it had to be upheld. And of course, precedent matters, but I don't think it matters quite in the way that he was suggesting that it does.
30 seconds, Alexandra, quickly. Any other Supreme Court cases on the immediate horizon on the pro-life issue?
There actually aren't any. I don't think they've agreed to take any, but I believe there's one that could be coming up with a circuit court split that has to do with discrimination abortion. So can a state pass a ban on abortions that a woman chooses because her child has been diagnosed with Down syndrome or, you know, sex selective abortion, things like that. So that could be coming before the court within a couple of years.
Alexandra DeSantis, one of the best reporters on pro-life issues and commentators and writers. Follow her at nationalreview.com and also on Twitter. June Medical, her most recent piece at National Review. Alexandra, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.